Well, folks, we've come to the wines that are very close to Dr. Vino's heart, and Zinfandel is a word that I love, and the wines from this region, Sonoma County, really has some individual vineyards that are just special, and maybe even older than me. We're at Russian River Vineyards, and we have two bottles of Zinfandel in front of us. Giovanni's sitting here with me, and he's the owner and the winemaker, and you're very excited about this property, and I can see why. A great restaurant, some great wines coming out of here, and let's talk Zinfandel. You talk and I'll drink.
There, we can do that. I'll drink with you, though. So I've got two different vineyards, two different style Zins. People like to say Russian River Valley is Pinot Noir and Chardonnay, but there's also a big, big presence of
secrets here. These are very old vineyards, most of them.
Yes, these are extremely old vineyards, and it's Zinfandel. I know the Martinelli's been growing Zinfandel in Russian River Valley forever. I've got two different ones. They both come from the valley. One comes from about 2 miles just north of the vineyard. It's from a mom-and-pop wine grower. Their names are Irv and Vera Sack. Planted the vineyard in 1995, so relatively young, but we're going on 20 years old. Get a beautiful crop out of it, very even. It's about a three-acre site, looking at about 2 tons per acre. We just get this wonderful characteristic that's very different in the Russian River Valley than Dry Creek. It's a lot more fruit-forward. Almost as if you were having toast for breakfast and you open a jar of blackberry preserves and you smell that jam. That's what these wines smell like from the Russian River Valley. It's a lot more on that fruit side, dark crushed fruit, and a little bit of pepper, not the big pepper notes that you get from Dry Creek.
I find that to be very attractive when it comes to food. The wines are not overpowering and usually aren't too much alcohol in them. And that can be the only drawback to Zinfandel. Although there are very few Zinfandels I've had that I've complained about the alcohol.
Alcohol does creep up on some Zins because they really just get really ripe. We maintain our alcohols to about 14.5% on all of our wines. The two Zins that I'm talking about, one's the Sack Vineyard. The other one is our Chester Zin. Chester's our winery dog. It comes from the Landy Vineyard up Sweetwater Springs Road. Gorgeous vineyard, gorgeous site. The label itself has a picture of our winery dog. So when you visit the winery, you can see Chester and his face on the bottle of his Zinfandel. Yeah, he's our ambassador to the winery. He leads everybody in and he joins you on the patio when you're dining for lunch. But a real playful Zin, again, fruit forward. A little bit sweet. I'd say it's off dry for a Zinfandel. There's a little bit of sweetness to it, but it's a wine that we made, again, with that playful sense in mind, and a wine for everybody, for all types of people from the East Coast to the West Coast, that a lot of the East Coast wine drinkers like a little bit of sweetness in their wine, kind of target everybody.
Well, I think we've got it all covered here, and Chef just brought two dishes to the table to go with these, and I have another dish in mind, so let's get started here. Giovanni, you start with that dish, I'll start with this, and it's time for some great Zinfandel here at Russian River Vineyard. All right, pass me that dish.
Cheers, you got it.
Well, folks, we just sat down, and we have two bottles of beautiful Pinot Noir in front of us here, and Giovanni is going to open both these bottles. Great food is on the way here, and we're at Russian River Vineyards, and this is 2011 and 2012 Pinot Noir and Russian River at its best. Russian River is Pinot Noir as far as I'm concerned, and this is getting into what we came here for.
These two wines express and show you what Russian River Vineyards is to me, to the winery, to the restaurant, and why I got into doing what I'm doing now. The 2011 and 2012 vintages, similar wines, one crop that being the 2012, a lot larger just because of the year. 2011 was a smaller crop. What's extremely unique about this vineyard is that it's dry farmed and 100% organic. Even though 2012 was a large vintage, we still get a relatively small crop off the vineyard. 2012, we've got about 100 cases of wine. 2011 was about 75 cases. So extremely small production off the vineyard. What we get is a super, super concentrated, elegant, I like to say feminine style wine. It's really, really pretty.
Really what we need to talk about here is where these vineyards are. And as you're headed towards the coast here in Sonoma County, during the summer can have 40 to 50 degrees difference during the day as opposed to the night. And that's a real special situation for grapes.
Yep. What that does, gosh, July of last year, it reached 96, 97 degrees. And then by 7, 8 o'clock that night, it cooled down to about 60 degrees in the evening, which is perfect for outdoor dining in the restaurant, out on the patio. But what that really does is it preserves the acid at night. That leads into what we do when we harvest grapes. We harvest them at night, and it really keeps that acid crisp and clean and just natural in the grapes. It just gives you a real, real clean, fresh mouthfeel.
And a beautiful presentation here. The bottles are gorgeous. And now that you have the corks out of them, I think we're going to make quick work of these. These are beautiful wines, and the food just came to the table. Where are you going to go food-wise with this? I haven't looked yet.
Well, in front of us, we have a little bit of duck confit and some apples and dried cherry. So I'm going to go with that and taste a little sip of the 2012 Pinot Noir.
So we're going to enjoy this. We saved you a seat. You haven't arrived yet, but folks, there'll be plenty of seats here at Cork's Restaurant. We will let you know a lot about that in the coming weeks here. And it's time for great food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel. Well, folks, this is going to be an interesting feature here because you're listening to Have Wine, We'll Travel. My name is Doc Cummings, and we are now going to be enjoying some rabbit. So Chef Ruben Gomez is probably the first words out of his mouth is going to be, "What's up, Doc?"
Well, Doc, let me tell you about this dish. It's really wonderful.
You talk so I can eat.
This is probably my favorite. What we do is we start with the whole beautiful locally raised rabbit from Geyserville. We go ahead and get that rabbit. We rub it in a little bit of flour, and then we kiss it onto a really nice hot roasting pan where we give it a nice golden brown. What we'll do after that is we cover it in mirepoix vegetables, you know, celery, carrots, leeks, a little bit of roasted chicken stock, and some herbs. We cook it really nice and slowly with those herbs. After we do that, we'll go ahead and pick it off the bone. Then we'll reintegrate the bones roasted with brandy, the juice of the morel mushrooms, which we reintegrate the morel mushrooms with, and that'll be with the braising juices becomes our stock, the real base of this sauce. So it's this really rich, beautiful, brandy-infused, morel mushroom-loved sauce that goes with this pappardelle pasta with our mushrooms from up the road at the Sonoma Mushroom Farm, as well as some broccoli rabe gives it some spiciness. So you have all these beautiful flavors in contrast with each other playing. Now, we like to pair it with a rosé Pinot Noir, but to tell you the truth, it would go great with a Cabernet. It has enough backbone for a nice Pinot Noir. Either way,
I'm thinking that we could use almost every wine we have on the table with this. It has such an earthy tone to it, but it also has that meat sense to it. And I think this is just beautiful. I'm not a rabbit fan mostly, but I love this.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've always enjoyed cooking rabbit a few different ways. This might be my favorite with the morels. It's just so nice.
Well, folks, we're going to enjoy this. We saved you a seat, and you haven't shown up yet. So if you're not here in the next 20, 30 minutes, Chef and I might have to eat your portion, too. So we're just giving you a heads up. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Doc.